Blog Talk Radio.
Going down, Lord.
right, son guy.
Live from the 420 studios, it's Bringing the Heat with Big D and Vaughn.
Yes, I'll have a towel for the microphone in the booth for Sign Guy, please. and somebody may want to check him possibly for a stroke. All right, it is 7:05 in the Pacific Northwest. We're live on the air here with Bringing the Heat with Big D and Vaughn Hess. I am one of your hosts, Vaughn Hess. D, as I can see, is not in the studio yet. He's had a lot going on. It seems like since this superstar thing got off the air, everybody's just been consumed with so much work and so much going on. I know everybody's saying, Vaughn, you haven't been on in a couple weeks. What's going on? And, you know, no big guest. What's the deal, brother? Well, it's just like this. It's like I don't want to always have to keep the grind up of constantly chasing. I mean, I have more superstar guests, Sign Guy. We know this. But we're going to do that sometimes. Other times we're going to do other things. It just happened to be that in season one, which this tonight will be the finale of, was just exceptional because my queue was just overflowing with superstar guests. But tonight, I'd like just to talk about a little bit about the scene in the Pacific Northwest and some things going on. And who knows, we'll maybe get some local people to maybe listen in and hear what I have to say and maybe think that my opinion might be worthwhile. Sign Guy, it was very nice to see you on the show Saturday at the NWWA. I definitely have heard a lot of rumors and stuff about other things that I definitely would like to get some inflection on, if you don't mind. And I'm actually going to do a little thing. I'm going to grill Sign Guy. And because you're the ref with who always seems to uphold, even if he almost gets his ass kicked, you always seem to do what you're right in the ring and what you, you know, believe is the right thing. And I'm going to ask you some honest opinions of some of the states of the Northwest and some things that are going on. So, Sign Guy, other than that, I mean, how's everything else going? How's Mrs. Sign Guy? Is she doing all right?
Doing all right, yeah.
All righty, righty, whitey. Well, it looks like Big D's not going to be in the queue, and we're going to start off with some news and a few other things. And, of course, I just screwed up and got knocked out of the studio thing I was looking at, so let me put that back up here. And, Sign Guy, I think, how many shows did you do this weekend? You did quite a few shows. I mean, we actually had a very busy weekend in the Pacific Northwest, starting with SCW on Friday, which, you know, thank God for you. You made it because you almost missed the show because of ferry problems, correct?
We missed the ferry we wanted by 5 cars, but I wasn't going to miss the show. I don't do that. Unless I'm not completely out.
Unless you're not completely out, yeah, or thrown out of the ring on your head, which, you know, does happen sometimes. And then
that's
you actually showed up.
Out.
And you showed up in time just to ref a big match, the Chaz Taylor, Kevin Sullivan, Coach Mike Jones match against Immortal Pimp, Triple D, and Vaughn Hess. And that match for a 6-man tag, which, you know, 6-man tags, it depends, like, when the Sullivan clan had the AIWF Northwest 6-man belts, I think Kevin had Dash and I in a groove where we came out and we were just vicious, and they were very entertaining matches where our opponents looked good, we looked good, we were vicious, blah, blah, blah. They were good. They were entertaining. No one complained. But it seems like a lot of times when guys get put in 6-man tag team matches that – you know, there's so much that they're like, oh, man, I'm not going to get so many spots in. I'm in the 6-man tag match. You know, and then they do the fucking pussy thing where they go out and they don't want to, you know. My thing is, when you're getting in this business and you're young and you're hungry, the thing you need to do is take any little spot you can get. And if the promoter comes to you later and says, hey, you know what? So-and-so didn't show up. I know you got your ass kicked earlier, but I got another spot for you to get your ass kicked right here. Hell, you better be raising your hand and patting him on the butt and thanking him, because this is more of an opportunity to get out here and learn your craft and do it with humility and go out there and, you know, and do a good job. And, you know, some of that's getting lost, but I thought for a six-man tag match, because this was all veterans, everybody in this six-man tag match really brought it, right, Sion? I mean, it was quite exciting.
Absolutely. Crowd loved it.
Oh, yeah, they were spoon-feeding. Oh, it was very hot. Chaz Taylor, GWF, you know, broke in the Lightning Kid, never got a chance to work him. I've been on shows with him in Texas. I will say he put me in the corner and he chopped the dog shit out of me. As you saw, though, in Return Sign Guy, not only did I chop him, I think I clotheslined him where he almost did a 360, correct?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, it was one of the big popping spots on the show. I mean, I don't think anybody thought Von Hess was going to come roaring out of that corner and clothesline Chaz Taylor like that. I know Chaz Taylor didn't think Von Hess was going to run out of that corner, and we'll be releasing that footage here shortly, and you'll be able to see for yourself. Now, also another highlight of that match, Randy the Pimp Taylor bitch-slapping Chaz Taylor in the middle of the ring. Whoa, right, Zion?
Yeah, that was the slap heard around Poblanitas.
Whoa, it's definitely audible. Triple D and I were definitely, you can see the look on our faces. We were frozen. Let's welcome, Sign Guy, you need to give another introduction because it looks like somebody else is here on the show.
Top billing on the show, Big D.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
Golf clap, golf clap, golf clap. Hootie holla.
Looks like you had a busy weekend indeed, man.
Fuck, I'm so sore, dude. I've been laying on the heating pad for 3 days whining. My wife's tired of it. I think she's going to snuff me out with a pillow while I'm sleeping. But very fun. Okay. I want to say this right now because this is going to be one of those shows where I'm going to come out and lay some reality on some people. Two things. One, you know, I have a bucket list in pro wrestling. There's some guys in the Northwest that just never thought I was worthy that would just never get in the ring with me. I have been blessed to get to wrestle guys like the Canadian Tigers, Bolo, Ethan HD. One guy I've never got to wrestle that I still would is Mike Santiago, which I ran into at the Piper Palooza, and we shook hands and was very cordial. And, you know, Mike was a complete gentleman, and I really appreciated that. And he's one of the few people I haven't been in the ring with who's an incredible athlete that I would still like to wrestle. But there's another couple of gentlemen that I've been on a lot of shows with in Oregon. There's always kind of been some tension and blah, 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 and that's Wade Hess and Thunder. And I had never been in the ring with these two gentlemen before, and I saw their stuff, and I always thought, you know, if you ever watch their Illuminati stuff, they are a world-class tag team, and my hat is off to them. They've got, you know, an excellent moves that they do. They've got presence. They've got, you know, they've got really good poise during the matches, and I'll just never forget the look on my face when those two guys came walking out. You would have thought it was the frickin' Road Warriors. You know what I mean? It was just like, whoa. I looked at Hot Hands, and I'm like, yeah, you're starting. And the thing that I'm really, really cool about is that everybody on that NWWA show was just so professional. I was on there with Dr. Cleaver and guys like that who I haven't seen eye to eye with years. We all shook hands. It was very cordial and polite and professional. Andrew Watts and I were able to actually be in the building and not lay hands on each other. And weirdly enough, he dropped Wade Hess on his head and helped us win the tag belts, which doesn't mean shit. I'm still going to beat the shit out of him this Saturday in Rickreel, Oregon, so that don't really mean anything. But just one of the weirdest nights in pro wrestling. The house was packed. There was the fans were really hot. We were the main event. I didn't think, honestly, I'll say it here and now, I didn't. There was a way in hell Edsel and I would ever walk out of there with those tag team titles. And they were brand new tag belts, not their old ones. They were these brand new tag belts. I walked by and saw them on the table. And I thought, oh, those are nice. I'm sure the new Illuminati will love those. And true story. And then we walked in, and then we wrestled the match. And we fought our asses off. I mean, they fought. We fought. They were vicious. We were vicious. I definitely, once you see the tape, you'll see a side of me that you have never seen before, guys. I guarantee. Sign Guy, would you agree with that?
Yes, I have never seen a side of you that was coming out of Tiffany Lineker's dress.
Yeah, that was good. I just meant more the kicking, the biting, the screaming, the dirtiness sign guy. I mean, you have to admit.
And that was just Tiffany.
Yeah, vicious. But sign guy, admit it, vicious tag team match. Vicious, right?
It was.
And the crowd loved it. I mean, there were so many swerves in there, Dimitri, just like so much going on because everybody in the Northwest is, it's weird, like where other people are quabbling and squibbling, all these athletes from all these different companies have been signed by the NWWA, and they've all come into this company, and you have to leave your bullshit at the door, and everybody goes in to fight, leave, once the match is over, we leave it there. And, just like Ring of Honor, and that's kind of what it reminded me of, except, I love the toughness of Ring of Honor, but it was a little more entertaining because there was some fun stuff. Not that Ring of Honor's bad, just that I really thought for a show in the Northwest, this NAWA product is new, it's different, and Mendoza and I were both commenting that the meeting that the company owner had with everybody before the show was pretty incredible. So, and we were inspired, and I think everybody went out, and well, I know everybody went out, and I think Sign Guy will agree with me, and had very hard-hitting, entertaining matches from the rookies to the mid-carders to the main event. That match was, that whole show was incredibly solid. Sign Guy, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, definitely a very solid crowd. Crowd was just into it from the opening bell to the final bell, too. They were just one of the more livelier crowds you're going to find at an independent wrestling event.
But what about the action, Sign Guy? You worked a lot of shows in the weekend, but let's be truthful. There was an intensity in the air that night because of all the different factors that were in that building that made it definitely electric, right or wrong.
There is that, but I just think that the crew they assembled just want to go out there and put on the best matches possible, and that's what they went out there and they did. They want to be invited back to the next NWWA event, so they went out there and they tried their best to make that happen.
Well, I don't think they tried their best, in my opinion. I think they achieved it and hit it out of the park. I thought the show was really good. I thought every match was pretty solid, and they had to change a few things because a few things happened. And I don't care if you were Mother Truck and Otis. That show was stacked, Sign Guy, right? I mean, it was a who's who of independent guys from all different leagues. It wasn't just NAWA guys or DOA. There was guys representing every company pretty much there, right or wrong.
I think just about everyone was covered, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm glad
and not just... And not just covered, though, but a who's who from those leagues. That's what impressed me. It was a who's who of the top guys, not myself. I'm talking about Edsel Mendoza, Hot Hands Mendoza, Thunder, Wade Hess, Tony Stetson, who headlines for a lot of Northwest companies, and I've never had the chance to meet, but was actually a very nice guy. Andrew Watson's working for two or three companies, and he's headlining, and he's remade himself, even like, going to rip his fucking eyeballs out on Saturday. It's just been, it was just guys from all over. I mean, there was a lot of guys there that wrestled for Roddy Piper on Portland Wrestling, that I didn't get to work with. I honestly thought that my career would end and I would never get to work. I still haven't worked Dr. Cleaver yet either. I mean, there's a few guys still in that company I'm going to be hanging around because I want matches with. I mean, bigger, stronger, better, that's fine. I mean, I'm a very different grappler than I was several years ago since I started training with Edsel, Hot Hands, and as you guys all know, I really pride myself on working hard and the versatility that he's taught me, and even he's been a little shocked by some of the stuff I pulled off in the ring, but it's more the intelligence of what a good trainer can give you, right, Sign Guy, with the stuff, and Dimitri, the stuff he can put in, the right trainer can teach you, once you have it mental, man, that is like so much of that battle, because once you know what you're doing, you can go out there and confidently do what you do. And it's great to win. Like, I've never been that guy to where I knew corner to corner, all these little things that make it look good on tape and make you look tough and fight. When you can achieve all these little things and put them together like a paint by numbers, and then boom, and then you work with somebody else, you know, you fight somebody else who actually has that same mindset, and, you know, there's no ego. Everybody just wants a good fucking fight, and then you go out and you do that, and then you get a moment in time that is frozen and magical because everybody just went out there and did their fucking job. And that's what happened in that main event on Saturday, was everybody didn't give a shit. Everybody went out and banged. I mean, I don't think there's not one of us that came out of that match that wasn't, you know, didn't pay the price, right or wrong. Sign guy, guys got knocked out. Guys were bleeding. Guys got the wind knocked out of them. I certainly took a couple brutal moves, and you saw I was walking pretty funny in the back, like, you know, like somebody had jumped me and possibly raped me. So, I mean, it was a brutal night. I mean, to Thunder and Wade Hess's credit. What the hell is that?
Wasn't
To Thunder and Wade Hess's credit, they really brought it, and we weren't given nothing. That was probably the toughest tag team match. Well, no, it was definitely the toughest tag team match I've ever been in, hands down. And I've been in a lot of them, you guys know, from Cahagas to everybody, but there was a lot on the line with this new company. Everybody did want to show their best. The house was packed. The crowd was loud. People were excitement. There was a buzz in the air, and there was a fight. So I guess I just want to leave with that. My hat's off to Dan and the NWWA for actually having a shroud of mystery on the show. Nobody knew Wade Hess and Thunder were going to – well, they knew Wade Hess was going to be there. Nobody knew Thunder was going to be there, right, Sign Guy?
I was shocked to see Thunder.
Yeah, many people were. Nobody was more shocked than me. Right, Sign Guy? Dude, Sign Guy, do you remember the actual look on my face when he walked out?
Yes, I did.
And what was that look?
It was combination shock, fear, stunnedness, and wanting to hide behind anyone with a dress.
That would be panic, yes.
Yeah.
Panic. And I was smart. I did stay away from him until he finally got his hands on me in the end. And as soon as he got his hands on me in the end, I knew why I ran from him in the beginning. You know what I mean? Wow.
That was a great event this Saturday, especially with everybody getting together like that. Looked like it was something that the Pacific Northwest needed.
Well, we did, and we've had some events where people, like, you did a great job of announcing, D, at the Piper Palooza. Another thing I'd like to segue and talk a little bit about, just, it was a weird vibe. It was really nice to meet Colt Piper. He was a really awesome guy. The Piper family, very nice people. Rest in peace, Roddy, and I was very honored to be part of that event. Other than that, it seems like now after this, and I want to segue into this, Sign, you know, DOA and BCW now no longer together, correct? That was what we heard Saturday night at the show, that there is now DOA shows at the Asylum, and there is BCW back at the regular BCW spot. Would that be correct?
What?
That's my understanding, but I'm not 100% clear, but it seems to be that's the case.
But everyone is allowed to work with everyone, which is good. They're not taking it out on the boys. They're free. Until everybody starts getting, because, you know, when you have a separation like that, everybody's kind of sharing talent, so you got to kind of do that. But I think you're going to see this situation probably evolve a little bit in the upcoming months, and we'll have to stay tuned and watch, because I don't think you've heard the end of this, because they were two warring companies there together. Now they're apart. We don't know why they're apart. There is some rumors that the DOA fans were unhappy with the merger, is what I have heard. I also heard some BCW fans were unhappy. It's just really weird. People are tenuous. You know what I mean? It's like, for me as a fan, I would have just been happy that, especially if I was a BCW fan, I would have been really happy that these guys were there. But I think when you bring so much talent into a building, I think you take the possibility of people being butthurt, and you did see some people like Buddy that walked away, and now Buddy's back, that they're gone. I saw Buddy was at the Chaz seminar, and there's a rumor Buddy Highway is returning to BCW. So, you know, we'll see about that. And if that's what they do and they want Buddy back, I mean, I'm not going to dog Buddy. Buddy and I talked after we talked about him on the show. I'm sure you guys remember I took Buddy to task a little bit. But Buddy got a hold of me and basically told me that he had a side of the story, and I listened to his side. And but he did say I was right. You know, some things I said were right, too. You know, and so, you know, Buddy and I are cool. I don't really want to bring anybody in there and to tarnish them. It's just I feel like, you know, we're a kind of a news show, so we need to kind of report on the local news in our area. You guys agree?
Most definitely. That's what this is about. Otherwise, I mean, people want to know. Not everything, say everything here is about just, hey, one event after another. There's actually meaning and definition in business to it. And me, myself, I would like to hear from the people within the scene to explain, or at least, I mean, hear some of the fans who go there, if it really was up to the fans. And I want to hear all the sides of the story.
Well, you heard a lot of fans just saying, you know, publicly, if you read their posts, like I'm online a lot because I'm stuck at home right now, and I just happened to read a lot of stuff about what was going on. And Sign Guy, you were kind of in the middle of this, now without endangering your job, of course, or which I know you're not going to do that, but I mean, what was it like? Was it uncomfortable in that locker room? Was there tension? I mean, it seems to me that there was a lot going on, and oh man, I'm going to grill you with something else after this, so if you can't answer this one, you're really going to hate my next question.
Are you talking about during the time there was the merger there?
Yes, sir.
Everything was perfectly fine from everything I could tell. There wasn't really any tension. Everybody on both sides went on out of their way to make sure there was no tension. And there was kind of a gradual move into the merger. There were guys from DOA that would show up, and then they kind of added more and more. So it was a gradual thing, and nobody, from what I could tell, really was uncomfortable to the point that they didn't want to be there. So it
worked as
far
as the guys don't want to. Guys don't want to give, but also that may not be 100% true. If you evaluate and look back on what happened, Keith Atkins retired right after the merger, and I heard that was because of the merger, is the rumor. I can't. Of course, because he hates me, and I don't hate, for the record, Keith, if you're listening, and I know you probably are, I don't hate you, and I would have shook your hand at Piper Palooza. You didn't have to run into this bathroom stall, and you certainly didn't have to run and sit out in the hallway. I would have shook your hand, and I would have let it go. I'm bigger than that. I certainly wasn't going to physically assault you in front of Piper's family and all that. I might have inappropriately laughed in front of Tex Thompson a little bit, and I'm sorry, Tex, but it was kind of funny. But, no, I was there to pay tribute to Roddy Piper, and I wasn't going to do that. I don't care if he goes on my uncle's show 100 times and says he's going to kick my ass. That doesn't matter to me. I know he can't kick my ass, and he knows he can't kick my ass, and I think that was proven again. But you know, it's not about that. Now, if I can look above, like, people don't even give me credit, like D.U., you and I've talked, I was assaulted by him. That wasn't part of a wrestling show. That's fucking assault. And I didn't make a big deal about it until he went around crowing that he beat me up when he jumped me from behind, which was really dirty. Talk about hitting somebody wearing glasses with a suitcase in their hand and a phone. I mean, fucking A, what else? You know, hit me with a baseball bat and then say you hit me with your fist? I mean, really. But my point being that if I can look above all that and not cry about that and still be willing to shake somebody's hand, I think a lot of people need to be above and you know, a big. I think this was something that could have been really big for these guys. I don't know if they missed the boat on this. I know I saw Terry Saturday night, and he was really cool and shook my hand and respectful, you know, Terry from DOA. And he was laughing. He thought some of the stuff I did in the match was kind of funny, which, Sign Guy, you have to admit, I did do a lot of funny shit, right?
I can't confirm that Tiffany will agree, but yeah.
Oh, she laughed backstage. It was some funny. You have to admit, dude, I was in full cloud mode there for a while. It was pretty hilarious. I had a good time. So, and her husband was there, and he didn't hit me. He said hello to me. He didn't hit me. But Terry was really cool, and you know, I don't know. It seems like there's a healing vibe going on, so maybe this is not the last of BCW DOA. Maybe it's two steps back, maybe three steps forward later is my point. Who knows? But, you know, I wish everybody well in that situation, and I hope that this practice that we've all started making of healing and pushing forward will continue so that, you know, we all just give the fans better shows when we're being better people, and when we're working together, we're so much stronger. I got a letter from a fan the other day asking me why, after getting beat up by Thunder and Wade Hess and all that, why I would say, well, hell, these guys were world class. Well, they were. And why would I want to go out there and beat nobody? I've never understood the concept of the total jobber, because you only look as good to the people as who you beat. So you always, indeed, you've heard me say this a million times about getting back in the ring with Cahagas or anything else. You always want to fight the best. You're only going to look good if you survive and fight the best. So I hope that this new breed of fostering, of working together, will continue, and that everybody will learn from this, and that we will grow. And at least the social media poison that you normally see in these situations, you haven't seen. Correct?
Yeah, because, I mean, just hearing, like I said, the event and everybody within that roster, just in NAWA itself. That's, I mean, anybody in the Pacific Northwest, I mean, even myself, when I read what happened, I was like, oh, God, I might have missed one of the biggest things here. I mean, I was really upset. I mean, even though I had a full schedule on my plate, I'm like, I actually wish I could have just cloned myself just so I could have been there while I was at the other place.
It was quite an incredible show, I will admit, and there wasn't, besides myself and Andrew Watson, who were in like a blood feud, there really was not a lot of tension there. Right, Sign Guy?
Not that I noticed.
No, there wasn't. There was zero. Zero. Everybody was really polite and friendly, and it was a generally pretty safe, enjoyable work environment. Shit, I'll definitely go back. Even if I have to get killed by Thunder in another match, it don't matter. It was fun. I had a good time, and I learned. And I think everybody just – I think that the show brought out the best in a lot of people. And it was nice to come in from our company and represent our company so strongly and have everybody that was in the match even say, you know, win or lose, say, wow, that was a good match. And nobody was like saying, oh, we're a better company. Oh, we're better this. Everybody was more like, you know, this is a really good show. You know, this was a good show. Everybody worked their asses off, and, you know, kudos to everybody. So my hat's off to everybody in that. I was just really impressed. So, yeah, you definitely, Dimitri, you missed a good one for sure. I was really hoping you would have went down with us, but you were busy. Now, let's talk a little bit about Friday night at SCW at the taping, because I thought there was a lot of good there, too. Now, few people couldn't make it. Some people running late. I will say this. Some people that are starting to look really good. Rookie Tyson Stewart. All of the Alpha Sigma guys, Cerebus, Zellers, and Ogre, all improving. New rookie Adam X also got strong things. We had the return of Meat and the Moonlight Tribe reuniting for the first time in about 5 years. Excuse me, against Everett Wright and Gregor Petrov. That was a very good match. We had the Chaz Taylor match with Kevin Sullivan. I mean, for a free show, people just, you got to see 11 or 12 really good matches. And I'm also proud of the Granite-Mustafa match, because two guys who've been in the training center forever finally starting to wrestle. Should have seen it, Dimitri, and they actually didn't look horrible.
What? Nah, that's good to hear. But no, just that alone, I mean, besides that, I mean, you had the Moonlight Tribe reuniting for one night. Chaz Taylor, I mean, anybody worth their soul would know. And then Kevin Sullivan, I mean, that's pretty much almost partial way to a big wrestling seminar convention.
Yeah, it was quite exciting, and everybody learned a lot, and it was nice to have a veteran like Chaz. Having Chaz backstage was really good because he talked a lot to the kids, and he was really trying to be a leader. It seems like we got a lot of guys in the industry right now that are really trying to give back and make the industry special again. And my hat's off to these guys. My hat's off to Chaz Taylor, to everybody that we worked with, all the NAWA guys. You know, just an incredible weekend of professional wrestling. So, it was fun. I'm sore, though. I had 4 matches in 2 days. Yeah, I wrestled Everett Wright in the singles and what had to be, which I will be releasing later. And Sign Guy, were you there for that?
I missed that one.
Probably the one of the I will say this. Other than the 6-man tag, which Sign Guy, you will attest to, was quite stiff. The stiffest match besides that of the night would have been Von Hess, Everett Wright. And when you guys see this match, I'll release it in entirety. This was a young buck coming in from Seth Rollins school trying to teach the up-and-coming guy that's kind of in his last good years, me, trying to show me, you know, trying to teach me a lesson. And all I'm going to say is I'll release it, and you can watch it, and you can see for yourself. But he went home with my boot print on his head and a lump, so... Then there's that. So, and he's a tough kid, too. Real tough kid. So I think he's going to make some noise in SCW once he gets his feet in there. So definitely left the arena a little banged up, but I think he'll be back. He's definitely tough.
It's good to hear.
So some of this stuff will be getting out. Topher Mejia was named as the head of SCW Media, Dimitri, so you'll have to reach out to him. He's got all kinds of stuff on tape and all kinds of videos. And the assistant is now Vivi Votum, who has been doing all those fabulous new posters. So these are our peeps. Now, I was going to ask, guys, is there anything you guys really want to get out tonight? Because I will tell you this. Here's the deal. I'm going to take 2 weeks off because you guys know I'm headed to Arizona.
Yep.
After this weekend, and I have a couple shows there, at least one, maybe two. I'm still waiting to hear about the second one. A big match, though, myself and Rashi Brown versus the big – oh, yeah, huge tag match versus Ed Knight and Chris Evans. And these guys are guys that Ed is somebody I helped get in the business, and Chris Evans is probably going to end up in NXT. He's incredible, and he's the number one cock of the walk guy there. And I just think at this point, you know, in my last few good years, I'm ready to rock. So we're going to go do this. And Mr. Brown, being such a great guy and agreeing to team with me, and he's coming out of retirement for this match. So 2 former world champions against 2 up-and-comers should be incredible. I think it's going to be a great match.
Make sure y'all too get, yeah, saw the flyer for that.
Resident, yeah, it's incredible.
America.
You see the promo?
Oh,
yeah, they weren't too. Those guys weren't too happy about that. I'm waiting for them to respond. Well, also, the Ultimate Deathmatch 4 movie was greenlit by HyperFX Studios yesterday, so more to come on that.
All right.
And HyperFX filmed a commercial when they were out at the last SCW event, and that will be coming out shortly, too, so you have to keep an eye out for that. We've got so much going on in this area, and it is so incredibly hot. And what we're going to do is I'm going to take a couple weeks off because I'm going to be out of town. And then so next week I want to spend with my family because it's my last week here and I'm gone for a week. Then I'll be gone for a week. And 2 weeks, Sign Guy, then we'll be back with season 2. And I'll have a special celebrity guest, of course. So I have more celebrity guests. It's just I don't want to burn them all out. I got so many actually that want to be on the show. It's incredible. But we're good talkers, and we've got so much going on locally. I just don't really want to neglect, you know, what's going around with locally, because locally has had such a black eye and stigma, and it's just not that way anymore. I saw somebody posting something. I'm not going to out him on the show about how we have a black eye and all that. And I thought, that's not very good timing, though, because it really hasn't been that way lately. It's actually been the opposite. It's been really good. But something happened at the BCW show last Sunday, Sign Guy. What happened? People are posting that something ugly happened and a fan got hit. I keep reading snippets everywhere, but I can't get the full story. You were there. I know you were. Dish.
Come on, SG.
Well, I was there, but I did not see the actual incident. I saw the aftermath of it, so I can't really say specifics of what went on because there were variations, of course, depending on who you talk to. But yeah, there is
what's
an
the
incident.
What does the rumor say? What do you know happened? What do you think happened? What happened? Dish.
Well, I guarantee there's no question that there's an incident between one of the wrestlers and a fan. No question that the fan had been threatening said wrestler for a few weeks online. And
threatening like what? Like to run out of the crowd and jump him? I mean, I don't understand.
He was just posting things. Kept saying that he was going to not back down if the wrestler stood up to him. He was going to fight him. He could beat him up, things like that. And
Is this a fan that attends the events religiously or something? Like it's getting too much into the storyline and has a lack of control? Or
I don't know the exact deal with him, but he's pretty much a regular, has been for a very, very, very long time. But I don't know if it's just he takes the persona far too seriously or if he just has a personal problem that carries over.
Why were the boys so hot about it? Why were some of the boys so hot about it online? Because it was a black eye for the show? Or because, I mean, because it seems like some of the boys are kind of hot.
Yeah, there is definitely a mixed bag of emotions got really heated because there were people that saw things from both sides. A lot of people didn't actually see what happened, but they were picking a side. So it was kind of a chaotic situation.
Is this a case of somebody taking the character and actually messing with somebody singularly in the crowd?
I don't think it was even so much that, but I think Sunday night it just escalated and the emotions
got there.
It got personal and it turned into something that you don't really want to see on any show.
Yeah, but it happens. Like, we've had it happen at our show, too, so I'm not saying that nobody's perfect, you know what I mean? Stuff happens. It's like I was watching that movie After Porn Ends, and I thought this old-school, really cool porn guy had something really funny, but very prophetic to say. He said, hey, nobody gets it all. Everybody makes mistakes. You guys feeling me?
Yep.
Hopefully this is something people can learn from, you know, because it is bad for business when that happens. That's one thing I know for sure.
It's bad for business, and it's just bad for the company as a whole because, the owners are also trustees at the venue, so it hurts them not only running the company, but it hurts them as trustees for that building, so definitely a bad situation.
Oh, yeah. Now, did Patty Dietz leave with the DOA detachment, or did she stay behind with BCW? Because I thought she was an owner at BCW.
She is an owner at BCW.
Okay, so she stayed behind. I'm just trying to still know who the players are on the table.
She is an owner at BCW, but she is related to one of the owners of DOA as well.
Yep. Okay. Well, there you go. Well, good luck to all of them. You know, we have enough shows, and shit, I certainly have enough work. I need a couple weeks off. I mean, Dimitri, it's feast or famine, right? It's either I'm wrestling once a month or I'm wrestling every week forever.
Week, yeah. That's what it seems like. I'm looking at the schedule now. That's why I asked you. I'm like, how many events do we have up here? And then how many events are you doing?
I'm trying to run ours back-to-back as much as possible now on Friday, Saturday. It's like when stars come in just because that frees up more of my time. And I hired a head of media, like I said, And that's going to free up a lot more of my time, and he's way more brilliant and technically savvy than me. So, of course, a five-year-old would be, but this guy's really good. He went to college for it, and, you know, Topher Mejia, I think, is going to really – he's going to be a big baller shot caller in the media world at some point, and we're very super blessed to have him on board. So
glad to see him back in the fold.
Oh, man, he's so great. I love Topher. That's my boy. And then – you know, he's working on UDM4 and the Urban soundtrack, and he's on the production team. And without Topher, UDM4 wouldn't even be getting made. So, you know, him and I are the ones who went and sought out the studio and talked to the people. And, you know, him and I are the two that really brought it home. And then Sean Kane, of course, delivered on a brilliant script. And I'm just really happy with the whole thing. And we're going to be meeting with the studio this week, guys. And looks like we're going to be making this movie. I know a lot of people thought it was bullshit that probably wouldn't get made, but I knew from the very start that this movie was going to get made. That's why I was so excited. Yeah, I think people might have, like, wanted to catch the first clue of when a movie is a part four, that means there's already been three parts. Pretty good chance that other thing's going to get made. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, what was your first clue? There was three ones before it? Go ahead, Dimitri.
I'm still telling people to check it out for those who never seen it, especially the first one. Like, even if you have not get a chance to see all of them, at least check out the first one, especially for people.
Yeah, it's very big Pacific Northwest one. Yep, and also in the beginning of part three too. There's Dash and Bolo beating up Ricky Morton in the beginning of part three. So they've all got quite a bit, but you're going to see a lot more Pacific Northwest guys in this next one, but not guys that you're not like, you're not going to see the, this movie's called Freak Show Underground, so you're going to see, you know, we're so blessed to have so many over-the-top great characters in the Pacific Northwest, and you're going to see these guys featured in this movie. So, guys, what do you think? We'll be back in a couple of weeks. So our first show, our first guest will be Tokyo Monster Cahagas, because he's been wanting to come on. What do you think about that?
I have no problems with that.
He can't chop you over the phone, so don't be too afraid.
Yeah. Funny, but true. Well, we're going to have this a short one tonight because I just wanted to come on and give everybody an update for what's been going on. And before we go, though, I want to tell everyone that's listening to make sure that you go out to the fairgrounds in Rickreel, Oregon this Saturday. I need to bring up all the information so I can read it. One of the matches you're going to finally see is a submission match. Falls count anywhere between Andrew Watson and Ron Von Hess must be a winner. So there will be a winner and there will be a loser. So Andrew will be crying in his milk, I'm sure, on Sunday morning. So let me see if I can find this information about the show here online. I should know all this.
You've been some submission moves, eh?
Well, you've seen me make a few people tap over the years. He's not Claudio, but... Well, it's falls kind of anywhere submission match, so, you know, they're still going to be punching, chopping the whole nine yards, but we'll fight all over the arena and choke the shit out of each other, I figure that'll be, here we go. All right. Somebody said, I do promos for the promotion because I can, so is what Dan said, so somebody must be giving them shit. Boy, people just hate. Okay, wait, Dan's got a new video, so let's hear what he has to say on the show. You guys ready?
Yep.
All right, let's go.
Talk about Sean Kane in his beast mode. Granted, Sean, I really think that you paid Hansen off to interfere in that match so you guys could get them belts. But you left the story out. And a great story was, and the pleasure that I got was watching a little 5'2" or 5'3", however tall she is, just whip your butt all over that ring. You know, you're so big and bad, you tell me you're going to bring a knife, you're going to cut people in half, but yet you let a female whip your butt. It's hilarious. But now let's go on to bigger and better things. Rickreel, this Saturday. Hanson versus Ron. Ron, I hope you're ready, because the last time you went home crying that you had a concussion and you threw up on the way home and blah, blah. This time, you might not have a concussion. You might be loaded up on a stretcher and taken out of there. We'll see you Saturday at Rick Rio. Doors open at 6:30, matches at 7. Bring your medical insurance with you, Ron. You're going to need it. See you then.
Boy, they really love me.
So is it safe to say he's backing the person he's mad at? Just asking.
It's Oregon. Who knows? You know what I mean? It's something I like to call Oregon psychology. You just don't know. You know what I mean? Every time I come down there, they're talking about killing me, killing Sean Kane. I just know that I want my mom, Deb, to give me a big hug and have some cookies for me when I get down there. Because she certainly wasn't very nice to me the other day, and it was kind of offensive. You know, it's like, come on. I mean, if I was your son, wouldn't you be proud of me? Cosign guy, wouldn't you be proud to have me as a son?
Sure.
I mean, come on, honestly, how much ass did I kick this weekend? Nobody thought I'd even survive the match with Thunder and that much win the belts. I mean, come on, you gotta admit that was kind of cool.
It's so funny.
It was your partner that almost didn't survive.
I know that part's not funny.
It's so funny.
Get well
right
soon,
now, somebody who's hearing you say that every time you say it or read it online is like, Von Hess in the ring with Thunder?
And he's not dead.
Yeah.
And he's not dead.
Yeah.
Well, I think if Dan has his way, my time on this earth might be cut short. Thank God I may not have great medical insurance, but I have good life insurance for my wife and kids. So there's that. So, and sometimes I might be worth more dead than alive. But I want everyone. Sorry. Nachos. Good stuff. I want everyone to make sure that you go down and check out the show this weekend, because if it's anything like the show they did in Oregon last weekend, of course it won't be because this is an adult show, but I'm sure the babies will be there, and one of the babies is going to be there, and Ian Sutton, and it's just going to be a really wild show. I don't know if you guys have been to these Mockery and Mayhem shows yet. Sign Guy, have you been to them yet?
I have not as of yet.
Are you on the show Saturday?
I am not on this one, wasn't able to make it down this week, but I will be at one at some point.
Oh, it's a long-ass drive. It's so nice to hear that they're going to kick my skull in, and I have to drive an extra 2 hours. Thanks, guys. But it's worth it, because I like, you know, I will say that they've got some really special things going on there that I'm really, you know, proud to be a part of. So all you know, shit aside, you know, mental problems and all that other shit that I have, but... my wife's actually home right now. Say hello, Terry.
Hey, sexy baby.
See, so I actually took my medicine after the match, so I'm actually a little lucid tonight, so I'm not as crazy, but I told Terry that because Andrew brings the worst out, that after she's had a couple days of nice Ronnie that she likes a lot, that she's going to hide my pills and go stay at mom's house for a couple days with the kids, and then nasty Ronnie will show back up on Saturday. So... That'll just be that. Now, before we go, guys, is there anything else you guys want to put out there right now? Warrior Kids A stuff, Sign Guy stuff?
I definitely wanted to get that out for him. Just Zaylin got a submission tournament this Saturday in Bellevue, Proving Grounds. Then after that, he plans to go and meet Dimitri Mikhailov. So I'm trying to see if there's any way I can fit that trip down to Oregon. Well, like I said, I got to go where my little champ goes. And then also just want to tell people, keep on tuning in to Turnbuckle Turmoil. Check out the shows this Friday. We got the elite athlete, Mike Orlando. Then Sunday, you got to tune in for that. We're always coming up with independent wrestlers across the nation. Pretty soon, we just want to be able to make it so we can get some of the people on our shows to come up here. So definitely get that happening. Check that out. For those who haven't checked out our Facebook page, go there, like it, get information about Turnbuckle Turmoil wrestling events from all over the country, find out about some of the wrestlers' videos, check out our YouTube page, most definitely. And
is your page back up? I can never find your page. Is it back up?
You mean the Turnbuckle Turmoil one?
Yes.
Yeah, both of them are up.
Really? You got to start posting stuff on my page because I never see you on there. So start posting on my page so I can be able to find your page.
No problem. Will do. And then just a personal note, nothing to do that. Say, I want to thank, like I said, learn the lesson. I said from Zay, say, haters come and go, but I like to have haters because it keeps me smiling because I know for a fact if I don't have haters, I'm not doing something right. He's learning that. Ron, you learned that. If you don't have haters on your back, you're not doing something right. Everybody
That's
needs
right.
to have a hater or two.
Hater or two? Shit, I have hundreds.
Especially grown people who lie and say they support kids. They're supposed to be a backer of a kid. I'm not going to say his name. Won't even justify him on Facebook. But if he happens to ever listen to my show, you're a fraud, you're a liar, you're a fake. And any kid who listens to you, beware of the snake. All right.
Beware of the snake. Is he a coach or is he a backer?
No, he's a wannabe guy who lied about sponsorships and stuff like that. And just
led the kids on.
Huh?
He led the kids on about sponsorships.
Yeah, and because mommy and daddy's pay money to buy posters from him for pictures you send in. You know.
Oh wow! So he frauded. You know. So he frauded everybody.
Oh, pretty
what a
much.
Bag.
I never paid. I'm not dumb. I'm not
you never. No, that's horrible.
But that's what I'm just saying. So any kids, and you know, it's so funny. I gotta tell these kids that. And Zay learned because the dude wanted to hail him, but when he realized he wasn't getting no money from us, he went in that funny style, and Zay learned the hard way, the quick way, and I have to explain. So any other kids, just saying. And then the guy wanted to call himself not communicating or, you know, kicking him off his little group. Zay didn't care, but me as a father, walking out and protecting my kids, just want to say anybody who's a fraud who falls for anybody who believes in future and fighters, just want to say, the guy's a snake, save your money. Support your own local artists and people who make your posters. You can get your own posters.
It's called Future Fighters? Is that what it's called?
I didn't say that.
Oh. Yeah.
But,
okay, well, I will tell you this. I'll say it. If because I got nothing for him to take. So here's how it works. If don't go to these people, they suck. They're gonna rip your kids off and break their hearts and lead them on. And what he's doing is what every good father would do and say, you know what, he ain't punking my kid. And that's what a good parent does. It's your job to protect your child and make sure he doesn't get punked. And you know, there's all of us can shake your pat you on the back for that, Dimitri. That's the way it is. I'd also like to remind everybody that on November 6th and 7th, SCW TV tapings with Jeff Cobb, I will announce one match. I'm sorry? Go ahead.
I said, I can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah. And I will announce one match that you will see at the Paul Bonita show. So let's just get this out of the way right now. Von Hess, Jeff Cobb.
Kind of like a part two from a couple of years ago. From a man.
Yeah, except now I'm actually prepared.
Oh, yes.
And now I actually know who he is, so I have a reason to be scared. So, and Coach Mike Jones and Kevin Sullivan will be on that show, too. So, it's going to be an incredible night. The next night, we're going to see a huge night of wrestling in Suquamish. I'd say everybody's Chief out of Kula Kula. Dabashi will be there. Chief will be on that Paul Bonita show. Probably Dabashi, too. It's going to be a great weekend. I mean, coming up, guys,
November
the skies 7th. Are blue.
And that's November 7th?
7th and 6th.
Ooh, 6th and 7th. Wow.
And
in the Northwest, you're up here. Come along.
And if you're an adult, after that show, remember the show's early. It's from 4 to 6 o'clock at SCW. And then there's a Jeff Cobb seminar from noon to 2 o'clock. And then Dan has an adult show in Oregon in a strip club at 9:30 that evening that Jeff Cobb, Rod out of Kula Kula, and myself will be on. And Hood Slam's Otis the Gimp.
Oh. say, hey, that's a full day.
I know. My back's telling me.
Go to that seminar. I mean, we're talking about a guy that trained in amateur-style wrestling, went to the Olympics.
If Zay wants to go, he can go too, Dimitri, by the way. Zay is welcome to go if he wants to go. It's Jeff Cobb. It's probably the best $20 any grappler could spend.
Most definitely. Like I say, he loves going to different seminars. So
this is open to the public, and he's a U.S. Olympian and everything else. I'm almost certain there's something he could share with everybody.
Heck, yeah. So, wow, 6th and 7th. Busy month. I mean, the end of the year, and that's what I love about the end of the year and the holidays. Besides the holiday time, great wrestling everywhere.
Well, here's the thing. We will also probably do the 4th because we have the 5th and day. We're going to do two December shows, and then we'll be off till the 22nd of January. We're going to take our spring, our winter break like we always do. So we'll be off for about 40 days. So what I call Von Hess recovery time. Normally it's when I go out of town to Disneyland, but now that I'm broke and unemployed, it's just going to be sitting at home and wishing I was at Disneyland time. So plus, I got to make my movie. I can't leave anyways. I think that's when we're shooting the movie. So things are happening. It's been a year of change. I'm really happy that so many people in the Pacific Northwest are growing up and moving on. And, you know, I think we're all capable of big things. I think that, look at where we were 10 years ago. Some guy was a reporter. Now he's an NWA referee. You know, Dimitri's a big-time announcer. He was a reporter, doing the internet thing. I think that, you know, so much opportunity has sprang forth for everyone. I hope in the spirit of camaraderie and brotherhood that everybody continues to work together and that we can continue to overachieve and push forward, and every one of us can stay humble and hungry and not backstab. And I think in the end, you know, we're going to get where we need to be. And I just want everyone to know, in the spirit of myself, that I will always do what I can do to try to be part of the solution and, you know, really not be part of the problem. Because, let's face it, there's enough people out there that are already part of the problem. And as a wise man once said, where are you at, wise man?
Watch this. For I have seen all that Laban's... I've seen what Laban's done under... Isn't that amazing? And my word will not return void, and it will go to that which it was sent. And it will prosper. But life and joy and the nature of God... Oh, hallelujah...
Hallelujah. Hey, man, we're still a comedy show. You got to work it in somewhere.
Most definite.
That's our special guest, folks, the farting preacher. Okay, I will see you guys in 2 weeks. Sign Guy and Dimitri, I'm sure you guys can hold the fort down while I'm gone. So I will see you guys on the 6th and 7th of November when I get back, as I head out to do these few shows. And everyone, remember, get your ass down at 7 p.m. to Rickreel, Oregon, and go see Mockery and Mayhem this weekend and see some really crazy, great wrestling. See Andrew Watson and I kill each other, as Dan says, one of us. Dan's certain it's going to be me. Who knows who it's going to be? Hell, might even be you, Dan. But I got a wife to go cuddle and some medication to go take for the next couple days. So I want everyone to remember that this is Vaughn and D bringing the heat. I know it's not our longest show, but I just thought we should give you guys something before I go on vacation. I think we did a great job of analyzing what's going on around here. And who knows, maybe somebody will get something out of this. I hope they will. Sign Guy, make sure you tag everybody that we talked about in this conversation tonight. I don't care if it's somebody we talked about for 2 minutes. Tag them in this when you put this out, will you? And let's get people listening. Maybe we'll provoke some thought. What do you think?
All right.
And my hat's off to you, too, Kevin Brandt. It was very nice to see you Saturday as well. All right, play the end song, Sign Guy, and let's get out of here, guys. Nothing but love. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. D?
Yeah.
Nothing but love. Sign, nothing but love. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Let's get out of here and go enjoy our Tuesday. Make sure you watch Gotham. It's been sick lately.
Oh, yes. That's a totally different discussion for a show we have to do another time.
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Season 2 coming up. This is Vaughn checking out.
Paper. And let the real shit provoke. So you don't wanna be Easy Dose.